Now, the rest of the story. In the business of news analysis, we can't possibly be experts on all of the subjects we're called upon to expert, so we learn to call on individuals who have a better-than-average betting average in the several disciplines. The next time I have an important question on the topic of mental illness, I'm going to ask Marie Balter. Marie is the chief operating officer at Danvers State Hospital in Boston. She handles public relations for that institution. She trains mental health workers. She recruits volunteers. She assists in fundraising and finding the grants. She labors relentlessly to improve patient conditions. And she's turning that facility around, I'm told. Credentials, the ultimate. Marie has a degree in psychology from Salem State College, a master's from Harvard in administration, planning, and public policy. Marie Balter was asked recently if she could recall the toughest case to pass through Danvers doors during her association with the institution, and she didn't hesitate a moment. One case in particular leaped to mind, that of a 17-year-old Boston girl admitted with rather remarkable symptoms, muscle spasms, choking, hyperventilation, hallucinations, and more. Diagnosis, schizophrenia. Gradually, the doctors learned her history. The patient was a local girl born out of wedlock, daughter of an alcoholic mother. After 5 years, the mother's struggle to rear the child failed. The little girl was placed in a foster home in Gloucester. But the foster parents were harsh and abusive, disciplinarians who often locked the youngster alone in the dark cellar. Years passed and the abusive pattern continued. The girl, now in her teens, became increasingly depressed and withdrawn. And then one by one, other symptoms arose. The odd, apparently involuntary jerking movements of her body, the gagging and the rapid breathing and the visions. And finally, when the girl was 17, she was placed in Danvers State Hospital. And once inside, the patient continued to grow depressed to the point of contemplating suicide. But the rest of the story is that the young woman was not schizophrenic at all. She had been innocently misdiagnosed as such. In fact, she had nothing more severe than so-called panic disorder. And yet, by the time that was discovered, there were many years of damage to be undone. And that case, says Danvers Chief Operating Officer Marie Balter, that was probably the toughest case in the hospital's history. Certainly from her perspective. You see, the patient to whom she referred, this 17-year-old panic-stricken girl, whose illness was originally thought to have been hopeless, was to spend another 17 years in Danvers State Hospital before she was strong enough to make it on the outside. And as I have implied, Marie Balter has a special interest in this case because she, Marie, the mental health expert now with the Harvard degree, she was the misdiagnosed teenager in the case which I have just described. Yes, I do mean to say, Marie Balter is now running the same hospital where she had been a patient for 17 years. And now, you know the rest of the story.